I am joined by the wonderful Benjamin Francis Leftwich.
How's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
You do have the world's longest name to say.
Yeah, a couple of people have said that.
Yeah, especially for a dyslexic.
You did well, brother.
Like, if you're in trouble, do people just go, Ben? Normally you extend the name.
Yeah, my mum says that. Ben. Ben Dahl.
Right. Wow, you just come back from America, haven't you?
Yeah, about a day and a half ago.
Does it still feel like you're in America, actually? It probably doesn't now you're in St. Mary's, but...
Man, it was the most amazing trip, you know, like, America and Canada just super beautiful. It was amazing to be on tour back there, and, yeah, you know, we had a great trip, but I'm definitely a little bit jet-lagged now. But it's kind of worked to my favour, because I had such an early morning getting out of London today that I was... But the jet lag kicked in, so I was wide awake at 4 a.m. and ready to go, so... I think at about 2 hours from now, I'm going to crash, so you've caught me at the perfect time.
We've caught you at your peak.
Yeah, totally.
Well, you have just done an acoustic version of Summer, which was just... Oh, it's just beautiful. We're going to be playing that out.
Thank you so much,
in a moment.
Man.
It's incredible. Just being in a room with you, just the guitar and some mics, it's just like, yes.
thank you so much, man. Yeah, I love playing the songs like that, you know.
So I missed your show at the Joiners, which was a few months ago now, but Paul went and he said you were just insane.
Yeah, I love that gig. It was definitely one of my favourites of the tour, you know. The energy in the room was really beautiful. And yeah, I love that gig, you know. That whole UK tour is just a blessing, you know. I loved it. It was so long and just venues were mint and... Yeah.
See, the one thing I love about your sort of shows, because you showed me a clip of you playing, was everyone's just silent. Because I was so used to, when I was growing up, all I went to was like rock gigs.
Yeah, same.
Which is just full on energy, like Slipknot, like that. It's just so much noise all the time. And then recently I've seen people like Billy Martin and Francis, and it's just, everyone is just so quiet and so respectful.
Yeah, Billy's amazing. She's such a sweet person. I love her music so much. That song, God, what's the song she's had? It's literally one of my favourite songs of the year. It's
Bird.
That's... Nobody's watching. Yeah. I'm just like... just crying in my room to myself. It's like, damn.
But you were just saying that you also co-wrote a song with Francis as well.
Yeah, I did. I co-wrote the song Grow with Francis. Yeah, she's amazing. You know, she really led it and... I love her voice and her songwriting so good, and it was humbling to learn from her and be around her, you know.
But from a performer's point of view, like I was saying, the crowd are so quiet. Is it kind of odd just being in a room full of like 300-400 people and just silence?
Yeah, it is odd, you know, but it's also amazing when it's just perfect, you know. It kind of spurs you on to put even more energy and emotion into the performance. So it's intense, definitely, in seated gigs. I did this gig in Amsterdam a couple of weeks ago that was in a church. About 400 people all just sat in church chairs, you know, and that's really intense. Everyone's just kind of looking at you.
Staring.
So, but that was beautiful, you know. There's a couple on the front row who are getting quite intimate with each other, but apart from that, it was fine, you know.
See, I think the quietest gig I've ever been to, of size-wise, is I saw Damien Rice at Wembley.
Yeah.
And that was intense, because I'd only ever been to Wembley and seen bands that made your ears bleed, and then suddenly it was Damien Rice, and it was just like...
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. I saw him play live the other week and I met him for the first time, which is just insane. You know, obviously, me and all my peers are such fans of his, and he's really, like, for songwriters, someone who kind of opened up the doors for everyone, and he's just incredible.
I was trying to remember, I spoke to you before the interview, actually, about the first time I ever heard you, and I'm 99% sure it was when Zane Lowe used to do his Sunset feature and would always just play some really nice, relaxing music, and you know which track it was that I'm going to say, Picture.
Okay.
Pitches.
Yeah, sure.
When you first wrote that song, did you think that it was going to be the track that kind of launched you into everyone?
No, you know, and I don't think you ever do as a songwriter. You know, you never finish a song and go, right, this is the one, you know. It's just like you write what you write from your heart and you write honestly and it's all good, you know.
Because I remember first time I heard Pitches, I was just goosebumps. I was like, this is just, your voice is just so like... just so smooth and just...
Thank you, man. Yeah,
creamy.
I'm so proud of that song. I just played it at the last radio we were at, you know.
And
I play that song pretty early on in the set every night, and it always gets a good reaction, you know. I'm really connected to it still, and it feels amazing to be playing it live, and I'm grateful for the amount of people who've seemed to have connected with that song.
One festival I do want to ask you about, and that is Bar on the Farm. Because I discovered it for the first time this year, and for, like, a punter... it's a very different type of gig. So for an artist, is it... because it's very intimate and it's very quirky and it's very unique. So do you get the same, like, a different experience to other festivals when compared to that one?
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing. I headlined that festival 2 years ago, I think. And Josh, who runs it, is like the nicest guy in the world, and the lineup is always amazing. They always represent things that are really on the come up, you know. It was one of my favourites I've done, for sure. Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful day, and I've got loads of mad wildlife there. And
yes,
it's amazing that festivals like that have grown so much and continue to do really well.
Yeah, because really I think that was the first time I've ever walked into a festival and there's ostriches.
Yeah, totally. I remember hanging with the ostriches. It was pretty amazing.
So we've had the American tour. We've also had the UK tour. We've got the new album coming up, After the Rain, coming out in the next couple of weeks.
Correct.
The single Summer is out on the 19th.
The album is released on the August 19th.
As well.
After the Rain, yeah, through Dirty Hit Records.
How was writing that? How was the process writing that?
Long and painful and beautiful and everything, you know. It's, I kind of took some time off after touring for about 3 years on my first album. For personal reasons, you know, I needed to kind of sit back a bit. And through all that time, I was really creative and writing by myself and writing with brothers and sisters of mine and setting up studios pretty much anywhere I could in my house and just being super creative, you know. And I feel like I've made a body of work that I'm really proud of and that is honest. My idea of what honesty is has changed as the years have gone on. You know, I think when you're 19, you think, oh, whatever I think or whatever I create, that's me being honest and da-da-da. But now, you know, I think of it in a more multi-layered way, you know, and really take my time to get to the message of the songs. And I think the message of the songs on After the Rain is a lot clearer and a lot less ambiguous than Last Smoke Before the Snowstorm. But I am really proud of that album, you know.
I'm just a different person.
Thank you.
So we can expect a lot of growth from the first album then.
Yeah.
Because it has been 5 years, hasn't it? So
yeah.
It's been a long time coming and we are very, very much looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
What's next then? So obviously the album's coming out. You've already done the tour, so I'm assuming there's going to be another tour to go with the album.
Totally. We're going to be touring in the UK all through September. We're going to be touring in Europe all through October, and then we're going to be touring through America all through November and December. And I've got a gig in Shanghai in September as well, just for a lol.
just a random one.
Yeah, just a one-off.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah, I'm really lucky, you know. I'm really lucky, and I'm connected to the music, and I'm blessed to be surrounded by amazing creative people and creative visionaries. So,
because I've always said to every artist that comes in who I truly believe in, is that the reason why so many people connect with you is because you're so, like you said, so honest with your storytelling and your music.
Totally, and I'm honest in my personal life as well. You know, I don't really mince my words much, and especially when it comes to music, you know, it's so important that people are given options and opportunities, and as music is. The world is pretty messed up at the moment, and music can really help us.
No, that's a perfect note to leave it on as well. Thank you very much for coming in. It's
absolute
awesome.
Pleasure. Thank you so much, man.
Really,
I appreciate
you
guys so much.
No, thank you very much.
Big up yourself.
Cheers.